Our devotion for this month focuses on Christmas and is entitled Beyond the Manger. My guess would be that most, if not all of us, have a creche or manger scene that we display in our homes. These may range from simple hand-carved figures to extremely expensive Fortininis to light-up plastic yard models. Now, before we begin, I want to assure you that my purpose for this message is not to ruffle feathers, burst bubbles, or ruin anyone's Christmas. But I believe it is important to remember that many things we know about Christmas are from tradition rather than scripture. There was most likely no lightly falling snow the night that Jesus was born. Bethlehem was probably anything but still, considering its influx of population due to the census. Jesus may have cried as much as any normal human baby. In the reading of the simple, straightforward account of Luke 2, the only reference to where Jesus was born is, quote, "And she," Mary, "gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn," end quote, Luke 2:7. There is no mention of a stable or animals gathered around. I'm suggesting that we get beyond the manger. Those of us who have been raised in the church and have heard the Bible stories and countless Sunday school lessons and sermons can fall into the danger of oversimplifying the accounts. First, we need to recall that Bible stories are Bible and world history. These Bible history lessons were recorded for the very special purpose of showing us good and bad examples and to give us proper understanding. In the telling of Jesus' birth, we have the good examples of the shepherds who, when they were told of the angel's message, immediately hurried to see the wonderful gift of the Savior given to them. Next, they went out to share the God's grace by telling anyone and everyone the joyous news. And finally, these humble servants of God returned to their labors, glorifying and praising God for all that had transpired. Although we are told that all who heard it marveled at the things which are told them by the shepherds, we don't hear of any of the townsfolk taking the initiative to see the child for themselves. And even though this attitude is slightly better than Herod's fear at the good news of the birth of the king, it's worlds better than the lukewarm response of the priests who knew of the birth, knew of its importance, and yet did nothing. Yet all of this was for naught if Jesus didn't go beyond the manger. Jesus didn't come to earth to be a cute, cuddly baby to be adored, but rather a grown man whipped and bloodied on the path to the cross. Jesus didn't come to earth to bring us Christmas presents, but to bring us into God's presence. It is only through his death in our place that our sins have been paid for in full. It is by the transmitting of his righteousness to us that we can be sure of our salvation, for which we worship and praise his name. We have all heard the old saw, familiarity breeds contempt. Let us pray that this is never true of us in regard to God and his word. After all, as Lamentations 3 points out, through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. If the Lord is willing to renew his love and mercy for us daily, shouldn't our praise and appreciation arise to match? Grant us, O Lord, to daily appreciate the familiar Bible accounts that you have made known to us. This article was written by David Barenthal, a retired teacher and now a member of Luther Memorial Church in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin.